To come out or not to come out? For gay Americans, it's a very serious question, especially if you happen to be famous.
Find your own way, but it is better to be out than to be closeted. And I can say that in terms of quality of life and in terms of what's ethically right for your community. It is better for other gay people if you're out. The more people that come out, the better. And so that's the only thing that I encourage anybody to do. And I certainly lived that.
That's Rachel Maddow speaking to Charlie Rose in 2009. And yesterday, another very prominent news anchor did come out publicly and officially. CNN's Anderson Cooper came out during an interview to Andrew Sullivan at the Daily Beast. He said he still wanted his personal space, but he's happy and proud of being gay. Cooper joins a pretty largely growing group of celebrities who've publicly come out, even when being openly gay wasn't widely accepted. Actress Jane Lynch explained to Ellen DeGeneres how she mustered the courage to come out.
By the time, you know, I started to do work where people knew who I was, I just never made the choice to hide. But that's because of people like you. You were at the height of your fame and you came out. And that just blazed the trail for me. It really did. It made it so much easier for me what you did.
It's not only easier for celebrities to come out now, but some feel they actually have an obligation to do so, to be role models for younger people in the LGBT community. CNN news anchor Don Lemon wishes he had more gay role models as a child.
If I had had someone like me who had chosen to live their lives out and proud, there'd be no need for the Tyler Clementis of the world.
Tyler Clementi, of course, the Rutgers student who committed suicide after he was videotaped by his roommate with an intimate encounter. Joining us now, Wade Davis, a former NFL player. And we spoke with Wade just a few weeks ago when he first came out as gay. Wade, it's a pleasure to speak with you again.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. You know, you and I, when we talked, had this very discussion about the possibility of a day when coming out wasn't such a big deal. And obviously, since we're talking again, we're not there yet, right? I mean, obviously, it's a big deal about Anderson Cooper coming out, although a lot of people assumed or knew he was gay before this.
Yes, I think oftentimes that there's this sense of invisibility that gay people live under, and the idea of coming out allows us to be seen. So I think it was great that Anderson Cooper came out. I was so very proud that he finally made it known that he was gay. But I also feel that there has to be a space where people can have a sense of privacy and don't feel obligated. You know, it's such a personal moment when you decide to come out, or as I like to say, invite people into your lives, that there needs to be a space where people can just choose when they're ready.
You know, Wade, I wonder what you think about this idea that celebrities are obligated to come out, that they need to serve as role models. And I absolutely honor Jane Lynch's idea that somebody like Ellen DeGeneres blazed a trail, made it possible for other people to come out in a public way without being penalized. But I kind of get offended at the idea that somebody has to come out just because they're famous. What do you think?
I get offended as well. I think oftentimes we need people to come out because we need to put a label on them, because I think that as a society we feel safe if someone has a label. So if I can say, okay, you're gay now I know how to interact with you, I know who you are. And it is great for someone of an Ellen stature or Anderson Cooper to own the fact that they're gay, but they shouldn't feel obligated. Because what if they're not ready? You know, imagine if Anderson hadn't been outed. You know, there's definitely a sense of vulnerability that exists when you come out. So a celebrity, a regular person, anyone should have they should never feel obligated to have to do anything.
I wonder what is the calculation that goes on in your mind? What's the debate that goes on in your mind when you're deciding whether to come out or not, especially if you're a public persona like yourself or someone like Anderson Cooper? I mean, I obviously have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm not gay, but I would assume that you'd be worried that people would make assumptions about you, especially for a journalist. People would make assumptions about your political beliefs. They'd make assumptions about your priorities in life. Is that one of the things that goes into that decision?
I think that plays a role. I think, but the biggest issue that came up for me was, did I feel safe and secure enough in myself? did I have the support structure in place, knowing that that there was going to be so much invasion of my privacy? And again, I use the word inviting in because a friend of mine has said this 1,000 times to me, that when you come out, you're inviting people into your lives. And it's a place where you have never experienced before. So there are different conversations that are had now. There's a different level of exposure that didn't exist before. So it's problematic in a lot of ways that you have to feel that you have certain people, certain things that are set up in your life to allow you to feel safe and secure, for you to allow others to be in your lives in such a personal way, and also during a time, as I said, when you're so vulnerable.
Well, let me just play you a comment here from Ricky Martin, and I want to kind of explore the difference he's talking about here. Take a listen.
I couldn't take it anymore, Oprah. I couldn't take it anymore. It was too painful. But I guess the most important thing is my children. Mm-hmm. You know, my children, that when I was holding them in my arms, I was like, what am I going to teach them how to lie?
So what he's talking about there is the difference between a gay man who lives as though he's heterosexual. That's kind of what he's talking about, as opposed to somebody who simply hasn't gone public. There's a big difference, isn't there?
There's a huge difference. The difference as I lived also for a bit of a time, where I was in the closet, for lack of a better word, and I was dating women. I think there's a big difference between that and someone who is dating someone of the same gender and just hasn't made a public statement. I think that there's a difference in love. You know, I didn't love myself to the point where I was even okay with dating someone of the same gender. But once I did, and then I was dating my current partner now, there's a different level of self-love and self-efficacy that you go through. So there's definitely a differentiation there. But I don't think, again, that you should have to feel as if you have to, now that you are living in your own truth, have to announce it to the world, unless you're specifically ready, unless you're at a place in your life and say, you know what, I'm ready for the world to now invade my privacy. And I think Anderson Cooper explained that well in his letter, that, you know what, he was at a point where he felt his career, that his family, that all these actual things were in place where he could feel comfortable to come out.
And let me read a portion of that. We're talking about with Wade Davis, a former NFL player, but Anderson Cooper gave an interview to Andrew Sullivan of the Daily Beast, and here's part of what he said. Anderson says, "Recently, I've begun to consider whether the unintended outcomes of maintaining my privacy outweigh personal and professional principle. It's become clear to me that by remaining silent on certain aspects of my personal life for so long, I've given some the mistaken impression that I'm trying to hide something that makes me uncomfortable, ashamed, or even afraid. This is distressing, because it is simply not true." And I wonder if you feel that way sometimes. Wade, when you know that a certain celebrity is gay and they haven't come out, do you sometimes think it's because they're ashamed?
I don't personally. I think that when you are a quote-unquote living in this scary closet, that people assume that you're in there because you know that the life that you're living is wrong. And that you're practicing this deviant behavior, and that's why I actually don't even like to use the term closet, because typically only monsters or bad things are in the closet, but being gay isn't a bad thing. There is this pressure that you feel to name it and claim yourself, and I think it comes back to a societal pressure that we need to put people in boxes, that we need to put a label on you so we can learn how to interact with you, or we can learn for our own safety how to deal with you. There's this place where society doesn't like anything that's different. And if we can't label you or say, okay, you're this or you're that, then we don't know how to interact with you.
So if coming out of the closet isn't the right phrase, what's a better phrase, Wade?
I would say the better phrase, as my friend Darnell Moore stated, it's called inviting in, that I'm inviting you into my life now, that I'm allowing you to get to know the real authentic me without any hiding under the gaze of you just assuming who I am.
Well, the fact that we're having this conversation and the one we had a couple weeks ago means you've invited us in. That's Wade Davis, retired NFL player who recently came out as gay. Wade, thank you so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.